The highlight of my first visit to Toronby was the opening of a new house tambourine, or spirit house. The sort of thing you see once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. It took 2 years to build, and both the materials and labour were provided by members of just one of the two moieties, or clan groups, in the tribe. In front of the house stood the rounded ceremonial wall. In the old days, this would have been a mound of earth, on which were piled the bodies of enemies captured or killed in battle. In this case, it was simply a small fenced-off area, carefully decorated, and connected to the spirit house by a length of split cane, from which were hung emblems of the moiety's garden spirits. At one end of the house tambourine was a large dancing ground, outlined by coconut palms, believed to have been planted by village ancestors. From the size of the trees, it was obvious that the area had served as a sacred site for many generations. Since women traditionally are not allowed to enter a spirit house, and the planned festivities would last for 3 weeks, benches were built for them on either side of the dancing area. Here they could rest by day and by night. The inside of the house had been decorated too. One of the old drums was cleaned up using oil paints flown in from Wiwe. There was also a new debating stool, which the men would hit with a switch of leaves to emphasize their point during a debate. Though usually positioned inside the house, the debating stool was brought out of doors for the Sing Sing. Its female counterpart spent the whole time out of doors, in company with the women, standing beside the wall. It was dressed and decorated like a woman from the village, with a kina shell round its neck, and with a billum on its back, made from coloured strings.